Minya was secretive and guarded. She seemed to be made of wood, so slow and sure were her movements. But she never made a blunder or left a chore undone. She never spoke unless spoken to, except to her parrot. She had high cheekbones, and her gaze was like an eagle's. It seemed to assess you from a distance, as if measuring your strengths and weaknesses. Minya got along very well with Clarissa and my aunts, but she couldn't stand Tio Alejandro. When he kicked his sisters or pulled their hair, Minya would stand in front of him, arms akimbo, and say, "You think that little prick of yours is your scepter because you're Mahawas's prince, but you're no different from my other children. You've suckled my milk and gone to sleep in my arms just as they have. They're a part of you that was born in Barrio Camarones and has slept on straw mats on the floor, four persons to a bed and four mats to a room, and has gone barefoot like I have. So you have no reason to get high and mighty and abuse other people." And Alejandro would bow his head and slink out of the room. Minya was up before dawn because she was in charge of cleaning and laundering. Every Thursday, she would set a huge cauldron over an open fire and sit patiently in front of the boiling soap and water, churning and swirling the family's underwear and bed linen with a long pole. I'm sure that was why Minya knew so many of our family secrets, because she was in charge of our dirty laundry. She always knew when Abuelo Alvaro and Abuela Valeria had made love, and when a new child was on the way. And she also knew when they didn't make love and things were tense. Because she scrubbed the toilet, she knew when there was trouble at the mill because strikes gave Abuelo Alvaro diarrhea. She knew when my aunts became señoritas before Abuela Valeria did. And she also knew when Tio Alejandro began to have wet dreams and hate girls because none of them liked him. Minya also had to clean the bathtub, so she knew when Alejandro stayed out late drinking at the bars because the next day he always shunned baths. But what really let Minya in on the family secrets was the beautiful multicolored ball of soap she kept on a glass dish on top of her wash basin. She had fashioned it through the years, sticking together all the scraps of soap she had saved from the slivers she found discarded in the family's bathroom. I saw it for the first time one afternoon when I went to visit her in her room. We had just arrived from La Concordia, and I scampered up the dark wooden staircase of the carriage house and hid in the bathroom, wanted to give Minya a scare. I saw the soap resting on its dish, all shiny and larger than a softball. I picked it up, and it smelled of every single person in the house. Of Abuela Valeria, Tia Siglinda, Tia Dido, Tia Artemisa, Tia Lacme, and Tio Alejandro. I turned it around slowly, inhaling everybody's secrets. Abuela's anger when she bickered with Clarissa, Siglinda's desire when she thought of Tio Venancio, Dido's excitement when she was writing a new poem, Artemisa's devotion when she was praying in church, Lacme's delight when she wore a new dress, and above all, Minya's smell, which held all the scraps of soap together in one marvelous perfumed globe. But I never dare ask Minya about the soap bowl. I put it back gingerly in its dish and ran down the stairs and out of the carriage house.